Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what's in the lucky dip today. First one comes from Lynn, who says, I've never changed my handbag according to my outfit before, other than for formal occasions. But I'm intrigued by its use to complete an outfit. How do you regularly change handbags, deal with all the contents? My handbag is always so full of stuff. And I would suspect that your handbag is so full of stuff because you never clean it out, because you never change handbag. So we tend to just keep accumulating stuff in handbags and they get heavier and heavier. Not so great for your shoulders. There are some great little kind of handbag inserts you can get. So this is just like a fabric insert. If you just look for a handbag organizer online, no doubt you'll find some. And I can link to some on the blog as well. And I've definitely used some over the years. And basically you pop everything in there and then you just pick this out and you put it into a different handbag. That is the most simple way. But one of the things I always think is it's a good opportunity to go through your handbag and decide, do you need to keep all the rubbish that's down the bottom there? Because very often we find some old receipts and some bits and pieces and things that, you know, like, really, do they need to be in your handbag? I mean, really, what is it that we need these days? In fact, these days we almost can leave home with just our mobile phones. That's, you know, now with, you know, like, I can pay for things with my phone. I've got my credit cards stored on there. You know, all these sorts of technologies mean we don't need to carry about anywhere near as much stuff as we used to. But you might still want to have your purse, your phone, maybe a little makeup or lippy thing. Not that these days you've got to have your face mask, so lipstick, not so important. What else might you want to have in your handbag? You know, you might have some loyalty cards, but these days you can store all that sort of stuff on your phone. You know, you might want to have a bottle of water, something like that. I mean, like, what you carry in your handbag, it's always a little bit fascinating. I always think it's quite interesting to see what people do carry around inside their handbag. And I have been known to carry my emergency earplugs and eye mask because I'm a little bit into sensory deprivation. I find too much noise and stuff quite overstimulating. So that's something I've had in my handbag for some time. And, you know, like a little kind of bag of, like, you know, Band-Aids and bits and pieces. Sometimes a safety pin never goes, you know, can come in handy at times, but it doesn't have to be too much. And I find too that if I keep the contents in my handbag in other little purses, it means when I am moving my stuff from one handbag to another, even if I don't have a handbag organizer, it's very easy because I go, what do I need? That's my makeup one. That's my handy bits and pieces. There's my wallet. There's my phone. I'm done. Really, you don't need to have too much stuff in your handbag. So I suspect if you've got so much stuff in there, it's time to clean it out anyway there, Lynn. Okay, next question comes from Faye. My biggest challenge is that my pants don't quite fit properly. The size that fits are just a tad small in the waist, but the next size up is way too big all over. I like an outfit I put on, but then my midsection catches my eyes and it's discouraging. I've tried various sizes of pants and haven't had much success with that either. And I don't like the loose fitting garments. I find them quite uncomfortable, actually. Maybe the proper undergarments would help. I just don't know where to start. So there's a couple of things here I would suggest, Faye. If you are finding it's just a bit too tight in the waist, I would be taking those pants to somebody who does alterations and getting them to make the waist slightly larger. You know, they can put in little inserts of, you know, panels or things like that that may just make that waistband a little bit bigger. Because I know too, if you don't have a really defined waist, most pants have a little bit they go in at the waist, and if your waist doesn't go in the way that the pants do, they can become quite uncomfortable. So I would think about, A, get yourself an alteration. If everything else fits, but it's just the waist, can you get that altered? If it's only just that bit too tight, if it's so tight you can't get them up, then what you need to do is actually buy the larger size where the waist fits and have everything else taken in. Now, this seems like a lot of work, a lot of alterations, and that reality is it's very hard to find pants that fit. And I do have a blog post all about this, which is about why pants are so darn hard to fit. So please do go and have a look at that. I will link to that as well. But it is very tricky to find pants that fit when you are not standard sizing. And what standard sizing is very varied. And part of it is they're not making pants to fit you in particular. So your unique shape may not be the shape that you are finding. And this is why pants are actually one of the hardest garments for women to fit. And I can tell you, I have been shopping with clients and tried on, you know, we've tried 50 pairs of trousers and none of them have fit very well. Or we might find one pair that's kind of okay. The more stretch you have in the garment, the easier they tend to be to fit. But you will still find that you know, pants, trousers, hard to fit. So this is where often where skirts and dresses are so much easier. Particularly dress pants are the hardest when they don't have any stretch in them. Do look at the pants so you do have that fit as well as possible, and take notice of what are the measurements of those pants. What is the rise? What is the waist? What is the hips? All those sorts of things. And also, what is the brand? You might find that some brands work better than others because they are. Some are straighter, some are curvier, some have more through the thigh. Like, there's all sorts of things, you know, different kind of fit things that you will find. And of course, because we're all varied and we're all different, we do need that variety to be out there in stores. Because women's body shapes are so varied from each other. Some of us have, you know, booty out the back and others have a flat, you know, backside. You know, some of us have a tummy, some of us have a waist, you know, the length in that rise, you know, how big your pelvic girdle is, all those sorts of things are going to influence what actually fits you. And so this is why they are the hardest garment to fit. And in many ways, you know, this is why pants are a men's garment. They came from menswear, and it's much easier to fit a man than it is to fit a woman. And so this is why skirts and dresses, because we don't have that rise measurement, so much easier to fit. So the other option, if you're just finding it's a little lumpy around your middle, this is where some shapewear might be a good thing for you. It's the undergarment. And I often like shapewear tank. Well, things you can get, things that go around your middle. So it might be a tank or it might be a pair of pants. I find if your middle is a bit bigger, generally the tanks work better than the pants to just help to kind of pull you in a bit and smooth you out. So that would be the other thing I would look at. If it's just a little bit where you feel you're a little bit lumpy through the waist, have a look at some shapewear tanks, try some different things on, see if you can find something that works for you. But honestly, alterations are kind of sadly the way to go as far as to get good fit or to make your own as well. Because pants, very, very tricky garment to fit. You are not alone in this being an issue, I can tell you. I hear this frequently. My last question today comes from Carmela, who says, I'm a low color contrast, high value contrast creative type who adores prints. How do I choose a print with these concepts in mind? If I choose a print that has light and dark blue, for example, wouldn't that read monochrome from an average distance and negate the contrast I need? So I think this is where the term monochrome has been confused. So monochrome just means one chroma or one color. So light and dark blue, yes, it's one color, but monochrome, I think you're meaning it is the same, exactly the same. And we still read the difference between that light and dark blue. We still see the value contrast. You can have value contrast in a monochromatic outfit because we can have light and dark versions of each other. So, you know, don't worry about having light and dark. You could also have light and dark with a neutral. You can have, you know, I mean, even though you may be a low color contrast, an analogous color scheme can be fine as well. So analogous is colors next to each other on the color wheel. But absolutely, as long as you have light and dark elements and they are obvious, you know, there's some obviousness to them, it doesn't matter if it's one color or more, because we can actually see that even from a distance. It's only going to disappear and really blend in if it's a very blended print. So there are prints that are more stark and more different where we notice that difference because of how the print is constructed as such. And then there are prints that are more blended where one color merges into the next. And that is where it can become much more, you know, kind of blended from a distance and therefore lose that value contrast. So that would be what I would be looking for, is something that you go, it's a more stark print, it's more differentiated between the light and the dark parts, and so therefore it will work well for your value and your color contrast. So thanks for your questions. Please keep sending them to me for future videos, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.